Nouri al-Maliki had been expected to announce his new cabinet Thursday, but disagreements among political leaders on who should head the key ministries of oil, interior, and defense have delayed a consensus. Also late Friday, a small but influential Shiite party, the Fedhila or Virtue Party, withdrew from political talks, removing the support of its 15 deputies from the main United Iraqi Alliance bloc. In part, the withdrawal was to protest Mr. al-Maliki's failure to award the oil portfolio to one of its members. Fadhila spokesman Sabah al-Saidi said the party is pulling out because it feels the selection of ministers is driven by partisan self-interest and U.S. pressure. The party has now threatened to set up an opposition bloc in parliament. Meanwhile, the bloodshed continues. Police found the bodies of at least 5 Iraqis killed in apparent sectarian violence. An American soldier was also killed Saturday when a roadside bomb struck his vehicle in South Baghdad. In Washington, anti-war activists filled a section of the National Mall with empty combat boots and civilian shoes to represent the more than 2,400 U.S. troops and the thousands of Iraqis killed in Iraq. Cindy Sheehan, the mother of an American soldier killed in Iraq, who has become a vociferous voice against the war, addressed a crowd of about 150 who had gathered on the mall.
It's so hard, especially for me, to see my son's empty boots. And those empty boots represent an empty heart. There's a place in my heart and soul that'll never be filled again. It will always be empty because Casey is missing. But we're also here today to say, we want an end to this. We don't want any more empty boots. We don't want any more of our children coming home in flag-draped coffins.
Recent polls show President Bush's approval rating sinking to its lowest level since he took office 5 years ago, with many of those surveyed citing his handling of the Iraq War. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.